Great pleasure to introduce somebody here. And he was on the line last night with us very quickly. And he was instrumental in getting the expositor there quickly. So right now I'd like to introduce Mark LaFerrière, our federal NDP candidate and next MPP for Brent.
Thanks. I'm going to be the next MP, hopefully, with your support. But
I did that the last time.
Don does this every time. It's okay. He's tired. I think a lot of people are tired. And I think a lot of people are tired for good reason. It's been a long 3 days, but it's been a good 3 days, hasn't it? Yeah. It's been a good 3 days, hasn't it? Yeah. Now, what's interesting is it's not just union folks that are tired. What I've been noticing, what we noticed last night, is there might be something to the social media thing. Because not only have union brothers and sisters been coming out, but community members have been coming out in solidarity. I'd like to hear it for all those people who've been coming out, who aren't attached to a union, who've just been coming out because it's the right thing to do. We appreciate it. Yesterday, the three brothers who held the line sent some stuff out on social media. I sent some stuff out on social media. And within minutes, there was about a dozen people, nothing to do with a union, just coming out to make sure things were happening the right way. They were coming out and taking notes in case they had to be witnesses. They were coming out because they see that there's a point to solidarity that has something to do with community. That has something to do with what's right about this country, with where this country has been, and where we need to be again. Now, I talk a lot about who's here and who's not here. Well, we know which political parties have been here all 3 days. We know which ones have been here all 2 years. And we know which ones have been here for the first little bit. I'm going to introduce right now somebody who's been down a few times. This is not his first time. Something tells me it won't be his last time. He's our neighbor MPP from Hamilton East Stoney Creek. Let's give it up for Paul Miller.
Thanks very much. Well, brothers and sisters, here we are again, fighting scabs. You know, I almost to a point now where I'm believing that maybe the judges in Ontario should be elected like they are in the States, and answer to the people instead of being appointed and leaning towards companies rather than against workers. It's time for change there too. But speaking from my experience dealing with the Liberal Party federally, 3 or 4 years ago I was in Ottawa to fight to support anti-scab legislation at the federal level. The Liberals, you know, talked to us, they had coffee with us, they ate hors d'oeuvres, and said they were going to support us when the vote came up the next week. So we were all excited that we were going to finally get anti-scab legislation federally. Well, guess what? The day of the vote, the Liberals started to trickle out of the House. Some that were favorable to companies didn't show up, and we failed. They turned their back, they did a 180. So as long as you've got Dalton McGuinty there and the Liberal government in Ontario, they're no friends of workers. They pretend they're friends of workers. But when we go to the vote, when the chips are on the table, the nickel belt workers were there to watch, to a man, to a woman, the Liberals shoot down anti-scab legislation. They witnessed it. They were so disgusted, they started yelling. They almost got thrown out of the parliament for making noise. Making noise, they should have been throwing tomatoes at them. These guys are brutal. And I've been there a short tenure, my 3 years, and I am so frustrated. Anything to do with labor, anything to do with working people, they put on a big show like they're for it. You know, they'll stand up in a house and say how wonderful the people are in their area and how great they are. Trust me, brothers and sisters, when it comes to the vote, you're getting it in the back every time. And the only party, and I'm not being partisan here, I guess I am. The only party, to a man, to a woman, that voted with you was the NDP. So, what's the moral to the story? When did you have anti-scab legislation in Ontario? When you had an NDP government. As soon as the Conservatives got in, the Liberals, out it went. So, what do we need? What's the answer to this? NDP government in Ontario. They're the ones that are going to work for the people and work for Ontario. So all I can say to you is that day in and day out, Andrea Horvath and our party are standing up in that house. I know it's boring to watch a legislative channel, but if you happen to have nothing else to do and you want to watch it, we're constantly at them every day in that house, and we constantly are getting slapped.